Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. First word for this episode is adenyl cyclase. This is a noun from 1968, and it just has the synonym adenylate cyclase. Did we read that one? No, I don't think we read. Yes. That was the previous word we read. So if you want to know what adenylate cyclase is, go ahead and listen to the previous episode. Next is adenylic acid. Adenylic acid. Noun from 1894. It just has the synonym AMP, which I believe is an acronym. And that is the exact same synonym that one of the words in the last episode had as well. So again, go ahead and listen to the last episode. Next, we have the word adept, A-D-E-P-T, finally a more normal, quote-unquote, word. This is the first form, noun from 1709, a highly skilled or well-trained individual. An expert is the synonym, as in an adept at chess. So I don't think I've really heard it used in this form where you're calling somebody an adept. I've just heard it used in the next form, which is adjective, where one is adept. But the etymology for this is saying this is from the NL, I think that is that like New Latin maybe, adeptus, which means alchemist who has attained the knowledge of how to change base metals into gold, which of course we know is insane. This is from the Latin word adibisci, A-D-I-P-I-S-C-I, which means to attain, and that is from combining ad plus apisci, which means to reach. And there's more at the word apt, A-P-T. So now we have this second form of adept, which is the adjective, circa 1691. Thoroughly proficient. Expert is the synonym, as in adept at fixing cars. Another synonym is proficient. Adeptly is the adverb, and adeptness is the noun. Next is adequacy, noun from 1808. The quality or state of being adequate. Thank you for the clearness of that. And next is the word adequate. This is an adjective from circa 1617. One, sufficient for a specific requirement, as in adequate taxation of goods. Also, barely sufficient or satisfactorily, as in her first performance was merely adequate. 2. Lawfully and reasonably sufficient, as in adequate grounds for a lawsuit. Synonym, it says see the word sufficient. Adequately is the adverb, and adequateness is the noun. The etymology is saying this is from the Latin adequatus, A-D-A-E-Q-U-A-T-U-S, which is from adequare, which means to make equal. And this is formed by combining ad plus equare, which means to equal. And there's more at the word equable, E-Q-U-A-B-L-E. Next, we have the word, or I guess it's the phrase, ad eundem, and I don't think I'm pronouncing this correctly, ad eundem. So it's two words. Ad is the first word, and then eundem is the second word. Ad eundem. That is what the pronunciation is telling me. There's also another form that says ad eundem gradum. That's a third word that's added to the end, gradum. Actually, it looks like it's gradum. This is an adverb or an adjective from 1711. To, in, or of the same rank, used especially of the honorary granting of academic standing or a degree by a university to one whose actual work was done elsewhere. Next is, this looks French to me, and I'm probably going to butcher it, a deux. So it's a with an accent on it, and then the second word is d-e-u-x. Do, something like that. This is the first form of it, adverb from 1702, privately or intimately with only two present, as in dined à deux. Next is the second form of à deux, which is now kind of fun to say. This is an adjective from 1869 involving two people, especially in private, as in a cozy evening à deux. I'm going to have to try and remember that when my wife and I have dinner. Next is ADF, all caps. This is an abbreviation for Automatic Direction Finder. Next is ad feminam. Two words, ad and then feminam, F-E-M-I-N-A-M. This is an adjective from 1963, marked by or being an attack on a woman's character rather than an answer to the contentions made. And it says, compared to ad hominem, which I'm guessing is the male version. The etymology is from New Latin, NL, which it says literally, to the woman. I have definitely heard ad hominem. If you just said to me, what does ad hominem mean? I don't think I would have been able to come up with it. But ad feminem is new to me. But I guarantee I will probably start hearing this, because that always happens to me. I hear a new phrase or see something new, and then I all of a sudden just hear it over and over again. Next is ADH. This is an abbreviation for anti-diuretic hormone. Next is ADHD, abbreviation for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And if you will remember, probably a couple episodes ago, maybe one, two, three, four episodes ago, we had ADD, attention deficit disorder, and I had a little tangent about that. Next is adhere, A-D-H-E-R-E, all one word. This is a verb from the 15th century. Intransitive verb definitions are 1, to give support or maintain loyalty. 2, this is obsolete. It has the synonym accord, 3, so the third definition of accord. And 3, to hold fast or stick by, or as if by gluing, suction, grasping, or fusing. 4, to bind oneself to observance, as in adhere to the rules. The transitive verb definition is to cause, to stick fast. And the synonym, it says, see the word stick. And I'm guessing that's not the stick from a tree, that is to stick something to a wall, for example. And the etymology is saying that this is basically from the Latin word, which means to stick. I've pared it down. Next is adherence, noun from 1531. 1, the act, action, or quality of adhering. 2, steady or faithful attachment. Fidelity is the synonym. Next is adherent, first form. Adjective from the 15th century. 1, able or tending to adhere. 2, connected or associated with, especially by contract. So I'm going to reread that because it came out a little bit weird. Connected or associated with, especially by contract. 3 is the synonym adnate, A-D-N-A-T-E. Adherently is the adverb. And I'm going to do one more word for today. It's the second form of adherent, noun from 15th century. One that adheres, as a follower of a leader, party, or profession. B, a believer in or advocate, especially of a particular idea or church. And the synonym says, see the word follower. And that will end this episode. Thank you for listening. We will start the next episode at the word adhesion. And this is the last column of page 15. Yes, we are on page 15. And there's over 50. Ooh, we're probably close to 60 now. 60 episodes. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.